More than 100 people were displaced from their DeKalb apartments in recent cases of suspected arson. Community-led aid efforts include this food drive with DeKalb County Community Gardens, where cans of food are stacked for those who might need it. This comes at a time when some DeKalb renters formed an association with hopes of improving living conditions countywide. Lucinda Castano used to live in a Hunter Properties-owned building in 2017. She said her maintenance request went ignored and her apartment was burglarized.
It's become a community issue. It's not just a tenant issue because of how it's projecting outwards into the rest of DeKalb in general.
She started a Facebook group to consolidate complaints about Hunter and said she stopped paying rent at one point out of protest. She sued Hunter DeKalb Properties two separate times in 2018. Much of Hunter property history in DeKalb can be traced through county civil court records. They're collected here at the courthouse in Sycamore. Hunter Properties operates under at least 10 different entity names, which encompass almost 1,000 units. They vary in quality and administration, but are commonly referred to as one singular Hunter body. Hunter LLCs have been the defendants in at least 470 cases filed in this court. The majority of those were for ordinance violations.
We are tired of this shameful condition in our community.
This is Bill Nicholas, the DeKalb City Manager, speaking at a press conference about the July fire at 808 Ridge. This conference happened before the second and third recent arson attempts. At 808 Ridge, people leapt from third-story windows to safety.
It speaks to a cynical indifference to the conditions of that particular complex. It speaks to a business model that puts a return on investment ahead of the welfare of the people the complex serves.
Nicholas says most of the city's interaction has been with the attorney representing the local properties in court, Clay Campbell.
I obviously contest any sort of allegation that Hunter in any way is responsible for these fires. These are criminal acts done by unknown people, and the sooner we catch them, the safer everybody will be.
Campbell says Hunter has been working with city officials to relocate displaced residents and reopen fire-affected homes. Samuel Ochner is the manager of multiple Hunter LLCs. Land records show Eric Rothner is also a manager of multiple Hunter LLCs, including Hunter Ridgebrook. David Aronin is listed as an authorized manager of at least Hunter Normal Properties LLC. It's not the first time these men have been involved in controversy. Hunter's corporate office is based in Evanston, Illinois. Internet searches say it shares an address with Altitude Health Services Incorporated and Extended Care Clinical LLC. David Aronin is also involved with Extended Care. Last year, Champaign privatized their county-owned nursing home. They received a bid for it from Altitude Health and Extended Care, and the board sold to that bidder. Before that sale was finalized, William Avi Rothner of Altitude Health Services and some associates presented their plans at a Champaign County board meeting.
People who are for the sale are for the sale. People who are against the sale are against the sale. There are some people in the middle.
Claudia Lenhoff is the executive director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, a health advocacy group, and was a prominent critic of the sale.
It is one of the most heartbreaking things that has happened in our community in healthcare in the 22 years that I've been working in this role.
Lenhoff says she's been concerned with staffing changes since the purchase. Back in DeKalb, leaders continue to struggle with how to reduce crime in Hunter-owned apartments. Next Friday, hear more about crime reduction and revitalization in this part of town. I'm Sarah Jesmer.